5:28 Central African Time on this beautiful Wednesday morning on our program, Al Safina to Ila Al Jannah. Well, today is the 26th of Shawwal, 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. And of course, I want to welcome our beloved teacher, Ustad, senior, respected, Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Wednesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 26th of Shawwal, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, today we focus on chapter 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, the poets, and verses 90-95. Almighty Allah Jalla wala informed us of Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. And now Almighty Allah informs us, chapter 26 and verse 90. وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And Jannah, the paradise, which is the aim, objective of the true believer, will be brought nearer and nearer to those who have the quality of Iman and Taqwa. Iman, Islam, is the faith and inner conviction. There must be no skepticism, no doubt. And have the quality of taqwa, that is piety, and Allah consciousness at all time, all places, to carry out and execute the do's, and to abstain and refrain from the don'ts. وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِلْغَاوِينَ. And Jahannam, the hellfire, will be made manifest, لِلْغَاوِينَ, for the deviant ones. Those who have walked away and turned away from the path which Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has chalked out for them. You look at today, 8 billion plus people, more than 7 billion Alil Ghaween. They have turned away from the path of Almighty Allah, from the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, committing shirk, polytheism, idol worship, rejecting the articles of faith, or just sitting on the fence and committing a major offense. And remember that majority of humankind today fall in that category. Or some are straightforward Satanists, atheists, and so forth. وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ. It will be told to them, أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ. Where are all those objects and deities and semi-gods, demigods, which you were worshipping مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, besides Almighty Allah? So this will be the question posed to you, O human being, who are following your secularism, capitalism, Zionism, this ism, that ism. هَلْ يَنْصُرُونَكُمْ. Can they assist you? O yantasirun. Or can they help themselves? You see people who are worshipping idols and demigods, semigods, worshipping Jesus. Can he help you? Or can he help himself? Remember that you Christians say that he was crucified. So if he couldn't help himself, then I shouldn't help you. So think properly. Remember, we hold Jesus in the highest of respect and esteem. We say he was a mighty, mighty messenger and a prophet of Almighty Allah, but definitely not the Son of God. And there's no such thing as Trinity, three in one and one and three. And there's no place for idol worship and polytheism. So therefore, Islam is pure, and Islam is the only religion that teaches us true monotheism at all times, all places. Now, all these people who deviated from the right path, that is the divine path, the prophetic path, what happens to them, the consequences? So you must remember, we are speaking about people who are sane and mature. As far as children, minors go, as far as people who are insane go, and so forth, so remember, for them is Jannat al-Firdaus through the fadl, grace and mercy and compassion of Allah. Allah will let them enter paradise. We're speaking of those who are sane and mature, and they die in that condition. For kubukibu, hence they'll be flung and thrown fiya in Jahannam. Allah mahfazna amin. When we read these kind of verses, say Allah mahfazna amin. Ya Allah, protect us. Allah majirna min an-nar, save us from Jahannam. Whom wal ghawun, whole lot of them, those who are worshipped, and remember that those who are remembered, the ghawun, deviants. Now Allah forbid, it don't mean Jesus will be. Jesus is ma'soom. Nabi Isa alayhi salam and all the prophets are protected by divine protection. All the hijara and the stones. You see, Quran teaches us. Al-Quran yufassiru ba'du ba'da. You can't study one verse and two verses selectively. You have to study and read the noble Quran holistically. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة. Almighty Allah states, O you who believe, 89 different places, save yourself, your children, your progeny from the fire. The fuel of the fire are the worshippers and the hijara, the stones and the idols. There is no pain and no gain, remember, for the stones and so forth. But Allah Jalla Wala will let it also go to Jahannam and the hellfire. O you people who are worshipping these idols, see now in Jahannam, in the hellfire also it's with you. But there's no pain or anything for it. It is to increase the hasra, the remorse and the regret for them. You are putting your hopes in the idols. Now you and the idols both are in Jahannam and the hellfire. Allah mahfazna min. Allah protect us. For kub kibu fiha hum wal ghawun. وَجُنُودُ إِبْلِيسَ أَجْمَعُونَ. And the agents and the armies, and remember the comrades and cronies of Iblis, Lucifer, Shaitan, all of them أَجْمَعُونَ. Whole happy lot dispatched to Jahannam. Today, any person, any organization, any politician, any so-called Muslim inviting you towards batil, towards falsehood, remember they fall in this category. وَجُنُودُ Iblis. Read now with me, O Ummah. Read now with me, O Ummah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min Iblis wa junudi. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Oh, my beloved Allah, I seek your protection min Iblis, from him, Lucifer, Satan, Satan, Shaitan, Iblis, call whatever you want. Wa junudi, and his agents, his comrades, his army, and all these people who are peddling, broadcasting the vast things about falsehood and taking you away from the divine path and the prophetic path. So that is what we believe in, the revelation, and not our own reasoning and so forth. Islam is supra-logical, above and beyond our so-called intelligence and intellect. You will now hear now about how intelligent people are, and such academia and such intellectuals you will hear just now. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us take you to the views, news, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally. Number one, Ukraine Supreme Court fires the top judge. Now, can you believe that? And it's not only him involved. Majority of the judges there in Ukraine are taking bribery. They learn from South Africa, I think. And you must remember, they are incriminated, and there's evidence. They found piles and piles of dollars and so forth. So that is what's happening. Now you go on the other side, the politicians there in the White House and in the American regime are telling us money is getting finished very, very fast for us, the United States, to continue supporting, remember, this Ukraine and the war against Russia. Putin, you're a big harami, but I like you. As long as you keep on punching America in their nose, and NATO, and Europe, and they put them on the brink. Remember, on the ropes they are. Now it's just one technical knockout punch, and then end of the story. Now listen to the next story. Can you believe it? Europe says we couldn't come right. America says they couldn't come right. United Kingdom, United Nations say they couldn't come right. So they selected CR. Do you know CR? So that is Cyril Ramaphosa, President of South Africa. So, and six heads of states now will be going to the two capitals. Cyril spoke to him, Putin, and he spoke to Zelensky independently and said, we're coming now, the African delegation, Africans to the rescue. They're going to go to Moscow and speak to Putin directly. They're going to go to Kiev and speak to him, Zelensky, directly, that we want peace here in this area. But Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa, what about us, the ordinary South African? You want to go sort out them, but why you don't sort out the load shedding? Our Minister of Electricity, whom you appointed, he goes to the plants and tell them, me, I'm not the engineer. I don't know about this. You must sort it out. So for what they appointed you then? You see, we have become the laughing stock of the world, and you want to go there. I don't, to me, it makes no sense. The governor of Lebanon, in charge of their monetary affairs, also has been indicted, also accused of what? Of, remember, corruption. He stole so much money from the public treasury and from the government and built big, big estates and homes there in Europe and different places. North Carolina, well, you know, in America, there are 50 states. North Carolina, there, that state passed the law. No abortion allowed after 12 weeks. If Muslim countries have to say so, then they will tell you you're oppressing, suppressing. Some states in America allow the death penalty, but when Iran or Saudi Arabia or other countries want to carry it out, they will tell them it's barbaric and so forth and so on. Listen to the story. Shias a pakka kuffar. Now listen to the story here. 16 women were killed by one person in Mashhad. I've been to Iran. Do you know what is Mashhad? Mashhad is, remember, the place where millions of Iranians, Iraqis, Kuffar, Shias, they go there for pilgrimage. If you know anything about Shiaism and the Kuffar, Shias, they say they got 12 imams, the 12 leaders, infallible and so forth. So in Mashhad, Imam Ridha is buried there. We say they're all Sunnis, the 11 of them, the 12 one is non-entity, is not even born. So you must remember that now the one person, he couldn't stick it, you know. He was fed up with all this muta, prostitution of what's happening there. So he went there and he slaughtered and killed these women, 16 prostitutes and so forth. Now they're making a film. You see, the West. West thrives on this. And they write there is a true story, the Holy Spider. What's the name of the film? Holy Spider. I'm not interested in the film. I want to show you when I tell you that Khomeini, la'anahullah, Allah's curse be upon him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, idha ra'aytumul ladhina yasubbuna ashabi, when you see those people cursing, reviling my companions, faqulu la'anatullahi ala sharrikum, then say, Allah's curse be upon you for the evil you are perpetrating. They curse our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Amir Muawiyah, all of them radiallahu. So when you promote this prostitution muta of yours, so once you have went, he lined them all up and he murdered them. Now the West, he made film and so forth. So I want to just show you those who are sympathetic to them, see some of their own people also. I'm coming back just now to one story of South Africa. You can't believe what's happening in our country. China tells all the embassies there in China that you must remove all the posters you'll have of pro-Ukrainian. Better remove it here. So you're not allowed to come put all these posters here. So they better comply, otherwise they know what the Chinese will do with them. Russia damages the U.S. missile, the patriotic missile batteries, and Russia has already damaged it. So America is finished. America, Russia is too for sharp for them and fast for them. U.S. debt ceiling, the defaulting now. Do you know what is the ceiling of the debts of United States of America? Listen carefully. $31.4 trillion. I repeat, $31.4 trillion. If they're not going to increase the ceiling, 1st of June, everything closes, all the government offices and so forth. That is your America, the biggest, biggest country that is bankrupt, but it just keeps on the, now printing dollars and so forth. We can't forget the Jutlas, the Haramis. Go to the Haaretz newspaper. Whatever Quran says, 100% La Raiba Fi, there's no doubt in it. Chapter number 59, verse 14, Quran Sharif states that tahsabuhum jamia. You think the Jutlas and the Jews and Zionists and call whatever you want to are united? Nay, wa qulubuhum shatta. Their hearts are totally fragmented. Now in Tel Aviv, that is their most progressive places. Now it was their capital, and then all the story they moved it to Jerusalem and all. So the secular Jews and the people, religious Jews, if you want to use the term, and the Orthodox Church, Orthodox Jews rather, now they're having battles and they're fighting and all that openly in the streets. You see how Allah is cursing you, Jutlas? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Because you got no brains, Quran says. And Allah is going to punish you. Chapter 7, verse 167. Chapter 7, verse 167. إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah will continue punishing you. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. You can see the punishment there. Now, Israel, they went begging to the European nations, you must not participate with the Palestinians in the commemoration of the Nakba, the catastrophe, where the Jutlas expelled the Palestinians and so forth. But despite Israel's pleas and requests, majority of the European Union states attended the Nakba event there at United Nations. Another disgrace, humiliation for the Jutlas. Allah has stemmed it upon them, disgrace and humiliation. Duribat alayhimu zillah. Last story. And you South Africans better wake up. When I tell you something, you must listen. Now listen to this story here. South Africa, they had a survey of 60 countries. South Africa came out last, completely last in the 60 countries. What was the competition all about? Literacy for under 10 children. Who can read? Who can write? South Africa last. Can you believe? Now add salt to injury and so forth, what you have, and insult to injury, that, remember that we got two ministers of education. And who pays for them? Me and you. What an indictment. Hopeless, useless, good for nothing. That's my fatwa on verdict on all this here. So you can quote me anywhere in the world. So now we give you quickly, remember that 8:30 to 9, Maulana Zahid got Dr. Davat. He's from Cape Town, inshallah. Muslim person, mashallah. And then 11 to 12, Bliss of Marriage, 1 to 2, Tafsir of the Noble Quran. Today is Wednesday, between Zohar and Asr. After Zohar, make special dua for us and the Ummah Muslimah.
Ustad, I've got a message, says Mufti Sab, the lady who was shot is the upper sister who teaches with me. The family is devastated. Special dua requested for her recovery, Ustad.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What is happening to the Muslim Ummah? That you see that the marriage is on the rocks, the husband on the docks, and now the person goes and he wants to drive over his wife and so forth with his vehicle. He was not successful. Allah Ta'ala saved her. Then then he takes out his gun, revolver, pistol, whatever, and shoots at her. She is critical. And the Appa sister, we make dua, Allah Jalla Wala, grant her Shifa Kamil. And this perpetrator, remember, you see, our laws are hopeless. A person like this must be sentenced and punished and whipped in public. Remember that. Because they are a menace to society and so forth. It's a shame and a disgrace that that is happening within our community, the Muslim community, and an indictment upon us. Remember that. Allah alone protect us. So when you have issues, then husband, wife, sort it out. You can't, then get outsiders, your senior members of the family, or the ulama, the jamiats, or whoever, get them involved, and then you resolve the problem according to Sharia, not according to your secular law and haram law and so forth. But the Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer, Iblis got hold of him, and he wanted to commit murder, and then he now did all these things. Allah Ta'ala have mercy. Allah give a complete shifa. Allah mashfiha shifa an kamila ya rabbal alameen.
I've got a sister here. She says, I'm a Jew, Ustad. Her name is Annabella. She says, why do people say Israel is an apartheid regime? Is it because you'll hate us Jews? Annabella, Ustad.
My sister Annabella, which world are you living in? Do you know President Carter of America? He said and wrote a book, Israel, the apartheid regime. Do you know Uri Davis? So he said Israel is an apartheid regime. Go read the articles in the Haaretz of Gideon Levy, and he will tell you about the settlers. He says the settlers are not even human beings. They are subhuman. And remember, you know Norman Finkelstein? Go read about him. And he said Israel is 100% apartheid state. Do you know Ilan Pape? So he wrote Israel is apartheid. You notice all these words, my sister Annabella? Not one of them is a Muslim. Not one of them is a Christian. Not one of them is a Hindu. Each one of them are Jutlas, are Jews, like you, you're a Jewess. You want to tell me Israel is a democratic system? I'm asking you, where are the rights of the Palestinians? You stole their land in 1948. You murdered them, and you expelled 6 million of them. And your story of the Holocaust of 6 million is a fairy tale story. And today the people are realizing we're not rejecting the Holocaust. We're rejecting the number that you Jutlas like to thrive on for propaganda and make money out of it. I ask you these three questions. Baruch Goldstein came to our mosque in Hebron. I read prayer day in 89 and 92. Our mosque. He comes in on the 25th of February, 1994, Saturday morning, in our early morning prayer before sunrise, half an hour, 1 hour. He murders 29 people, and the eventual death toll, people succumb to the injury, is 70 approximately. You remember his name. You see this Ibn Himar that you got there now, Itimar Ben Gweh. He's a donkey, according to the Arabs. They call him Ibn Himar. So anyway, you must remember that. What is your Israeli style justice after that? They stole our mosque after that. You murder our people and then you steal our mosque. What you did now this Ramadan, our fasting month, didn't the world see what you did? What you did in Huwara and so forth. Show me which Israeli is held responsible. You murdered cold-bloodedly our sister in humanity. She's not a Muslim. Shirin Abu Aqila, the journalist of Jazeera. And you come and tell me, can the Palestinians live where they want to? That you make special roads for the Jutlas and Haramis. The only way you Jutlas will learn a lesson is when there's war against you and the tide is turning against you. I'm amazed, Annabella, you could even ask such a question. Remember that 15 years, 16 years, the siege of Gaza goes on. They can't even come to Jerusalem without 101 checkpoints and so forth. And you're telling me, Israel, people who can't. Bishop Tutu, you know Bishop Tutu? Tutu used to say that, go read his lectures and speeches, that the apartheid in Israel is worse than the apartheid we experience in South Africa. So don't come and tell us stories, my sister Annabella, and don't be Alice in Wonderland.
She's apologizing and she says, I hope she never upsets you. She says, thank you for the information, Ustad.
You never upset me. I want you non-Muslims. I want you Jews. I want you Hindus. I want you Christians to come on air. But I'm amazed you're not reading, my sister. Annabella, go read the books of Ilan Pape. Go read the speeches and lectures of Norman Finkelstein. Go read Yuri Davis' book. Go read the articles of Gideon Levy. Go read, you must remember, all this Benny Morris and the President Carter. Go read all these books. So open your eyes, my sister, and your heart. Don't be a blind follower and herd mentality. I hope you didn't take the vaccine. One rooster and one booster.
Ustad, rooster and booster. Listen to this one. My question is our concern about the problem in our country. 900 schools closed, according to the news, our government. Ustad.
Of course, you must remember when you got two ministers of education. I wonder how much they know about science and maths and all these type of things. You see, the biggest problem started in 1994. Apartheid was a crime against humanity. But what we got now, the corruption, the crime, and there was the cronyism. Remember, there are jobs for the cadres, and ANC, you get the job. So that is how it is. So everything, instead of going forward, is going in reverse, okay? You go to the townships, you go and see. There the children can read, they can write. I told you South Africa came out last and so forth. When they can't get what they want to demand, just burn the school or burn whatever you can and so forth. Because people are frustrated with service delivery and so forth. Remember this. So South Africa is already heading to be a failed state. Remember that. Citizen carried the article last week and said South Africa is already a failed state and has reached where Zimbabwe has reached and so forth. So we must remember that till we, the people of South Africa, don't highlight all these crimes and put pressure on the government, name them and shame them, then very little will change, you must remember that.
Anonymous says that BRICS must be careful of India, especially with Modi. This party are snakes, two-faced, untrustable. Ustad.
So what do you think they will say about China and Russia? What you think they will say about South Africa and Brazil? Everybody will say the same. I am no fan of Modi or BJP. I say they are war criminals. You must remember that. And remember, we call Modi, and he got his chamchas and his sidekicks here, that he is the butcher of Gujarat and so forth. But the fact remains, whether we like it or not, he is the de facto Prime Minister of India and so forth. So they're going to tell you, don't you see the goodness we are doing? That we got so many countries on the waiting list who want to join BRICS. We got 30 countries, you must remember, who want to join the BRICS new currency. So the de-dollarization will take place. America can't pay its trillions of debts. I just gave you the amount just now. And now they want to move away from the dollar. And once they do that, America falls, Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist regime falls, all those Arab temple dictators, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, all will fall also. So that is Jordan, Egypt, all of them. So that is what will happen, inshallah, God willing.
Listen to Gideon. He says, why has no Russian president visited Pakistan ever? Putin has been in power in Russia for the last 18 years. But AK, he never went to Pakistan. He has visited India many times. It often happens that if an American president visits India, then also visits Pakistan. But Putin never did it. It is not just about Putin. Gideon, Ustad.
You see, Gideon, you're a novice. You don't understand politics. Your apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel came into power in 1948 after murdering hundreds of people, thousands of people, expelling hundreds and thousands of people. That happened in 48. Go 1 year before that, 47. The British were there. They were stealing, occupying everything in Greater India, which included your India, your Pakistan, your Bangladesh, and all that there. And you must remember, go read the lectures of Shashi Tharoor, and he will tell you, Chor Bazaar, how much they stole from India and so forth. India is demanding that now, oh, King Charles and his chameleon, they must send back everything they stole from India. So on that side there, that remember, they chose, that India chose, we will have close ties with Russia. and Liaquat Ali Khan and so forth, when he was invited by Russia in the 40s, the late 40s, after Pakistan-India partition and became independent countries, then Liaquat Ali was invited by Russia. But America say, how dare you go there? And from that time it has happened, India has close ties with Russia, and Pakistan had close ties with America. So read history, brother, and then you will know. You're a novice, you don't understand anything. And you must remember, for you jutlas, Allah has cursed you forever. So we finish it up now there, and remember that today, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, will be Dr. Davet from Cape Town, a Muslim, mashallah. And 11 to 12, Bliss of Marriage. And inshallah al-Aziz, we will continue with the programs as normal. Now 6 o'clock will be news with Brother Suleiman Esop, and then the Fajr Adhan, and then Mawla Khalid, 7 o'clock Mawla Zahid. Barakallahu feek. Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.